Ours to Protect on iRadio.
Life in plastic is not fantastic. Did you know that it is Plastic Free July, a global movement that helps millions of people be part of the solution to plastic pollution so we can have cleaner streets, oceans and beautiful communities? Last week, Lorraine from Trashy Treasures told us about the plastic pollution in our ocean, but how can we cut down our plastic waste? This week, I caught up with Evelyn Fitzpatrick from the Refill Mill in Mullingar about how we can cut down our single-use plastic. Evelyn starts off by describing what to expect when you walk in the doors of the Refill Mill.
So basically what they get is package-free options in their weekly shop. So we supply over 130 refill options, and that's everything from dried foods like pasta. We've got nuts and dried fruit, and then we've got cleaning products like laundry detergent, washing up liquid, all the basics like that, as well as shampoo and hand wash and all of those kind of things that we use on a daily basis. And we just encourage our customers to bring in their own containers. If they don't have a container, we usually have recycled jars and we've got paper bags as well that they can use. So not everybody is always prepared coming in. Sometimes when you come in first, you don't know what to do. So we always kind of walk people through how it works.
What benefits have you seen since you opened the shop?
So since swapping over and opening the shop, I have dramatically reduced the plastic in my house, and which is really good because it was something that was driving me mad. You know, when you do your weekly shop and you come home and then all of the packaging is just kind of all over the counter, and you're a lot of the time you're kind of immediately putting it into the recycling bin. So that's pretty much stopped. I've been using some of the same containers, like my washing up liquid bottle is now 3 years old.
Wow.
Which is pretty satisfying. and it's still in great condition because plastic is made to last for about 500 years. So at least I'm getting the use out of this one rather than it going to be recycled or into landfill straight away. And also the products are better quality. So all of the cleaning products are completely non-toxic and they're septic tank safe. And the shampoo and skincare stuff is all really good quality as well. So it lasts for longer. Find my skin is in better condition. My hair is in better condition. And the food is organic food as well. So it's kind of a win-win on all those bases.
Evelyn Fitzpatrick from the Refill Mill in Mullingar explains why she set up the shop.
The simple answer is pure frustration. I was away for a few years and I kind of got used to shopping like this in other countries. And when I came back, I was kind of astounded by the amount of single-use plastic that we use here in Ireland. We're one of the worst contributors for single-use plastic in all of Europe. And I decided, okay, if I'm this frustrated by it, maybe I could be part of the solution rather than just giving out about it. So then I ended up setting up the shop in 2020. And it was just, I just figured if I'm this annoyed, other people must be annoyed as well. So I was right. And since opening, like, I've got to know so many like-minded people and just kind of ordinary Joe soaps coming in that are just a bit frustrated. And it's kind of nice to be able to talk to people and share ideas about what we can do together. And it's really grown from there. So a lot of my customers now know each other and it's a lovely feeling. Like, there's generally a chat when you come in, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want it to just be a retail shop. I wanted it to be a community hub as well.
Evelyn, do you have three tips for people to reduce their plastic waste?
Do. So it's Plastic Free July. I don't know if everybody's heard about this, but it's an initiative to the global initiative for people to reduce their reliance on single-use plastic. And I think that single-use plastic are everywhere and it's quite overwhelming when you're deciding to reduce them. So my advice would be to pick one area to start. Generally, the bathroom is an easy area to kind of get some easy wins. There's lots of alternatives to plastics, like your bamboo toothbrush, soap bars, shampoo bars, that kind of thing. So there's quite good, easy wins there. Another one is we're used to kind of having our coffee cups and our reusable water bottles kind of at the ready to go. What you could do is add some cutlery to that, and maybe a glass jar. So if you've got a bag with your reusables, throwing in your own knife and fork will help you stop using disposable cutlery if you're out and about. And then reusing your own packaging that you already have, like repurposing maybe the veg bags that your vegetables have already come in to buy loose veg the next time, or your bread, bring back in the bread bag and refill it rather than just getting a new bag every time. That, things like that, little small things like that, really help to reduce our plastic waste.
And in 3 years' time, you could be attached to your laundry refill bottle like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You'd be very proud of the little things.
I'd say it's like an ornament in the house at this stage. You would never want it to go.
Yeah, I am determined to keep this bottle for as long as physically possible. So it's still going strong. There's plenty of life left in it.
You can pay a visit to Evelyn in the Refill Mill in Mullingar or check out her website, therefillmill.ie. If you'd like to get in touch with Ars to Protect, you can send us an email at arstoprotect@iradio.ie. Or if you want to listen back to previous episodes, head over to iradio.ie/Ars to Protect.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television license fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.